What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Here at the Positive Truth, we're here for that uplifting and positive news 2 days a week. I know everybody woke up on Monday. They woke up on last Friday, hearing about the Syria bombs, seeing what happened on the United flight, seeing what happened at the school, and it's really depressing. Here at The Positive Truth, we tell you stories of people helping others and giving back to their communities that you're probably not hearing. That's what we're here for. That's why we're doing this podcast, man.
Tú sabes, JP. I know you got like 4 positive news stories today, JP, so you want to start us off?
Yeah, I got a good one. So this lady won a fundraising raffle, right?
Right.
She won $180,000 in this fundraising raffle.
What?
Yeah, man.
What was this food raffle for?
It was a church. I think it was a St. John Church raffle.
Church raffle.
Or a St. John Hospital raffle, I take it back. So you know what she did with that money?
What'd she do?
She bought a new ambulance for the hospital, because ambulances usually run for $180,000.
Oh, wow. That's so generous, because, you know, I don't think you would buy our hospital's ambulance, JP. I know I wouldn't. So, like, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. I got to be more like her. When I hear stuff like this, I'll try to be more like the people that are doing positive things, JP, but go ahead and continue. I'm sorry.
Her name's Beryl Good. And
her last name's Good?
Good, yeah.
Legit.
So after she bought the ambulance, 3 months later, she fell and broke her arm for the first time in her life. And they called the hospital, and they came and picked her up in the ambulance she bought.
She broke her arm on purpose, man. No, I'm joking.
I'm pretty sure no one breaks their arm on purpose.
Nah, man, that's awesome, though. That's cool how it worked out for her, too.
Absolutely.
She was able to get in the back of her brand new limo ambulance, I bet. No, I'm just kidding.
They said it had 32,000 kilometers on it.
That's not very far at all.
32,000 kilometers? That's a long ways, man.
From the hospital?
No. Just like driving in the past 3 months.
Okay. My bad.
So that it'd been getting some use.
The old ones?
Or the new one?
Oh, legit. Well, let me go ahead and continue with my next story, JP. I have... JP, how'd you pay for college, man?
A little bit of mom and a little bit of me.
Man.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Man, you ain't lying. Man, you are not lying. Well, check this out, man. New York just made tuition free at public colleges for the middle class. So basically, if your families earn no more than $100,000 a year, they just passed, you know, Governor Andrew Cuomo introduced the tuition-free plan in January, and it was approved by the Assembly on Saturday.
And
it was approved by the Senate on Sunday. So basically, you're going to get anywhere from $4,000 to $6,000 of your tuition taken care of just because you make under $100,000. Now, JP, I know your parents made under $100,000. I know mine did. That would have helped so much whenever we were in college, man.
What's crazy is I read that news story too. It's going to be $119,000 in 2019.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that part. How awesome is that?
I mean, you still have to pay for like fees and housing if you're staying on campus. But I mean, that's taking tuition off is just humongously helpful. And the one thing I took away from this story, if $100,000 is middle class in New York, that's not my places to move to. I'm going to be broke for sure.
Yeah, man. That's definitely not affordable. But, man, check out. This is my favorite part about this news story. the governor said today, college is what high school was. It should always be an option, even if you can't afford it. I thought that was so awesome for him to say that, because it's true and we all know it, man. The fact that kids are struggling to go to go to high school and public schools now because they're getting shut down everywhere. Like, we got to do more as a whole to make college easier to go to, because we need to be educated.
Absolutely.
Tú sabes. What do you got for us, JP?
I have a story of an 88-year-old Indiana man who's making blankets for police to give to children. In Indiana, it's not like Oklahoma in that it's really cold and rainy there more than it is here. So he would read stories of police coming to help out people, and they would be outside and there'd be a child. So him and his wife started making blankets for these children. Like, so they would put the blankets in police cars, and if the police needed them, they would give them out to the children or someone in need whenever they were driving by. He said he's 88 years old. My time is nothing. His wife just died a few months ago, and she says, he's like, I'm sure if my wife was here, she'd be happy that I'm enjoying this too. It's just something I can do to give back to the community. I just think it's amazing, man.
Yeah, man, that was awesome. I can't even add anything to that.
Nice. What you got, Jim?
Well, my next story. JP, have you ever been driving down the street or walking by somewhere, anything like this, where you saw somebody that needed help real quick, whether it was like pushing their car up their driveway maybe, or getting a ball out of a tree for somebody or something like that?
I've seen people with car troubles, but I'm not really paying. I am so zoomed in on like getting to where I'm going that I never look around. Like when I drive to work, like I drive back at night, and I drove through there. Like I drove the same route like during the day once, and it was like a car wreck. And I looked around, and I was like, I never noticed the scenery around here. So I know I don't notice those things when I'm driving.
Man, I'm the complete opposite. I'm noticing everything. And, like, I've gotten to the point in my life now, you know, since we started doing the Positive Truth, and even beforehand, but I really focused on it more to, like, if I see somebody in need that needs help, you know, maybe if it's changing a tire or anything like that, I try to help. Like, not too long ago, these kids were playing basketball down the street, and the ball got stuck in the rim, and they couldn't get it. So I got out of the car real quick and climbed up the net. You know, I ain't jumping that high to grab it. And I got the ball down for them, you know, and I felt awesome. You know, it made me feel good. Like, I did something nice for them, you know. They said thank you, and that was that. And I know it made me feel good, but I found this story online, and I thought it was pretty awesome. It actually happened not too long ago, about 2 weeks ago. And basically, this stranger, he was driving by, and he saw this man sitting down on his porch with his wife, and he saw that it looked like he was struggling to get up. Like, his wife was trying to help him, and they really couldn't just get him up. So he got out of the car to help the man stand up. But basically, the man just got home from surgery, and he was trying to climb up the step, and he realized he couldn't make it. So he sat down, and when he sat down, he realized he couldn't get back up. His wife tried to help and couldn't get him up. So him driving by was, you know, just out of luck, basically. Anyways, he ended up helping the man up and, you know, helped him inside. And the act of kindness alone is pretty dope, right?
Yeah.
But there's more. Turns out the very next day, this man returned and built a ramp for the man. Because you see, the man's surgery was he partially got part of his leg cut off, or amputated. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said cut it off. But he got his leg amputated, so he was going to need a ramp regardless. So he came back with a couple extra friends and built a ramp, no cost at all whatsoever. It brought the family to tears. I mean, they couldn't believe that a stranger did it. And there's an awesome picture of all of them together that I'm going to share on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast. So please check this out. Like it, share it, and all that good stuff.
That is the definition of going the extra mile.
100%.
You're driving. You're pulling a Tim right now. You're driving and looking around. You see someone that needs help. You talk to them for like maybe 2 minutes. And you're so in like, wait a second, I'm a welder. I can build you a ramp to help you out. I can take time out of my free time to help you out for free. That's what makes the world a better place, and that's the stories that aren't covered in the news. And that's why we're talking about it, man.
Tú sabes, tú sabes.
So I have a story. You know about the bee crisis, right?
Indeed.
Well, there are 20,000 different kinds of bees, meaning Kraukau pollen. I probably butchered that, but it's okay.
Hey, the attempt was nice.
They built a hive in the middle of the city for 1,500 bees. 1,500 bees?
1,500 bees. Legit, man. So that's a lot of bees.
So it's basically, it's like a bee hotel or a condo. The American honeybee, they use hives. They all stick together. But bees and pollen, they work by themselves. So what happens is, these little 1,500 hives, the bees live there, and then they raise kids, and it's just like, it just keeps on going in a cycle. And then the kids go out, and it's just like, they can have so many different types of bees in here, not messing with each other, not getting in trouble, getting no human interference. And they basically planted 20,000 flowers as well to go around these bees to help out, and I just think it's pretty cool. The article isn't in English, so probably not going to post this to the Facebook. But it's a really cool thing. I enjoy
it. Yeah, man, that's awesome. I appreciate you sharing that. I'm loving all these bee stories this year.
Got to help out where we can.
Yes, sir.
Tim, what's your last story?
Oh, man, my last story is a little different, but I thought it was pretty awesome because I was like, what? So check this out, man. I was on Facebook, actually, and I saw this, and I had to stop because it was a video, and I'm all about watching videos. And in this video, there's this long snake. It's a king cobra, actually. So, you know, it looks just like what you think it looks like, just big and, like, so, like.
Do that sound effect one more time.
Oh, man, I was terrified. I'm terrified of snakes. Like, snakes and spiders when I was a kid terrified me. And as an adult, I'm not so scared of spiders. But snakes, yo, anaconda terrified me.
We're in Oklahoma. You're never going to come across an anaconda, Tim.
Man, you never know what you're going to find in these trees in Oklahoma, man. Never know.
Well, let me.
I have fears, man. I'm human. Well, check this out, man. So there's this village, and basically every now and then it gets so hot. It's in India. It gets so hot that these snakes wander off into the residential areas, basically looking for water. And these villagers basically found out and realized, like, we can't keep calling animal control and police officials to come kill these snakes. You know, we got to figure out another way to get rid of them. So they decided to offer them water. And peacefully, these snakes took the water. I'm talking about, there's a video of them out of a water bottle giving water to these snakes, taking the water, and then the snakes leaving, nobody getting hurt, nobody fighting. It's peaceful as I don't know what.
Hold up. Out of a water bottle? How close are their hands to the snake's mouths?
Inches.
You got a video of this?
I have a video. I will be sharing this to Facebook. Make sure you guys check this back. I check this out. It's at the Positive Truth Podcast if you guys aren't following.
But how, like, you know, snakes don't drink like a dog. Are they just, like, doing the little tongue thing? Like, how is this working?
JP, check out this video, man. Mouth's open. Water's getting poured down. Yo, just check this out, man. Hold up.
What happens whenever they're satisfied with the water? Do they just go back to the wilderness?
Well, basically, like, they kind of force the snakes out peacefully. They're just, like, pushing it out, and the snake's not really fighting back or anything. It just, you know, happens. You gotta see the video, man. It's gonna be on there. Check it out.
How do you peacefully force a king cobra snake out?
They circled it, man.
I thought you weren't supposed to trap wild animals. Did you ever read The Art of War by Sun Tzu? I can't pronounce the last name. It's T-Z-U.
No, sir.
There's a thing he basically said whenever it was like an army book, war book, said always give your forces a way to retreat, because if you don't, they'll fight harder and they'll be tougher to kill. So you should never surround something. You should always give it a way to retreat. So I'm thinking surrounding a snake is probably not the best decision.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. But the fact that these snakes are getting hydrated, I don't think they're going to argue too much.
True. True. That's just... I want to see this video. That's just... I would take a hose and be as far away as possible. Remember when you were a kid, you'd get the hose because, you know, there wasn't a pool, so you used the hose during the summer to put the little sprinkler and get wet?
Man, I indeed remember times where I was walking past other people's house I did not know, and I saw a water hose, and I was so hot and dehydrated, I turned it on, drunk some, and ran.
You remember we used to run to the basketball courts when we go to the parks?
Yeah, man, that's exactly where I was coming from. Or if we get done playing basketball, I'm taking somebody's water hose.
So I would take a water hose and just be like as far as possible from the snake. Like, you're getting sprayed, I'm not getting close.
Man, I was trying to survive back in the day. I just wanted to live.
All right, we're back on topic. I'll do my last positive news story. So basically, you know how here at The Positive Truth, we love our technology improvements that help everyone live a better life.
Definitely all about innovation.
So I have a story about a man named Chris King. He's 57. He's from Doncaster, United Kingdom. He lost both of his hands except his thumb in an accident 4 years ago. There's a picture of him with his before what happens later on in the story, and it's basically just like a half a hand and a thumb. It's pretty crazy, man.
Half a hand and a thumb? That sounds crazy.
Yeah, it's like there's no fingers. But he became the world's first person to ever get a double hand transplant.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Like...
So it's like somebody else's hands on his...
Yeah, he has fingers now. He says, I can make a fist, I can hold a pen. And he wrote a letter to his doctor, Professor Simon Kay, the plastic surgeon that did a double hand transplant 9 months after the procedure.
Man, that's pretty cool. He has full function of his hand now, basically, right?
He said he can't tie his shoes, but he can do almost everything.
Oh, man, that's so awesome.
9 months after it happened. But here's the best part, Tim. What? Not only is there a video, but continue.
I can't get over the fact that you said, here's the best part. This man can write a letter. What do you mean, here's the best part?
The hospital is hoping the procedure could one day be as routine as a kidney transplant.
Oh, wow.
That's the best part. That this is awesome. Going to be like a one-time thing. This is going to be in the future. We can do this for everyone.
That's awesome. They're still trying to improve it. That's awesome. Even though it worked, they're still trying to improve it. That's how it should be.
Absolutely.
Man, these are some good stories today.
Absolutely. And Tim, I got a great positive quote.
Oh, go ahead and knock that out the park.
Society grows great when old men plant trees whose shade they know they shall never sit in.
Man, say it again.
Society grows great when old men plant trees whose shade they know they shall never sit in. Leave the world a better place than you found it.
Tú sabes. Man, that was a dope quote.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was part of the lady, you know, the one, the ambulance, and they donated it. That was one of the things she said.
That's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
Barrel good. And,
man, make sure everybody's checking this out on our social media outlets at The Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook. Twitter, you can find us at TPT_podcast. And you can find us on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
And we got an Instagram now, Tim.
Oh, we do have an Instagram. What is it, at The Positive Truth?
Yeah, I have no clue what we're going to post, but we're going to figure it out.
Hey, we're getting t-shirts soon, so we're definitely going to post some pictures of that. We might have to model up a little bit, JP.
Well, I'm not exactly very photogenic, so I'm going to go to my Klay Thompson stance and just... smile awkwardly. I'm gonna let you do that, Tim. You're the model.
The model, man. I look down. We got this, JP, man. We can learn how to be models for a day.
Have our new videographer be like, adjust. A little bit to the right, a little bit to the left.
Yeah, we would fail. We would fail.
Speaking about making the world a little better place than we found it, this Friday, we're talking about lowering the fear of terrorism. So basically, it's going to be a 15, 20-minute episode about how you should not be scared of terrorism and how you're pretty much more likely to die from everything else. It's just a positive truth episode to lower your fear in society. It's going to be a great episode. It's an audio-visual episode, just like all of our Friday episodes, where we talk about a topic, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. After that, we got a great two episodes after that of basically decriminalizing immigrants, a two-parter. We got some great positive truth episodes coming up, including user feedback. We got some questions that people have been sending in that we're going to talk about on the positive truth. If you have any questions, you send them in now. We'll get them all together. Email us, post it on one of our social media sites, and we will talk about it during this episode. Tim, did I forget anything?
No, sir. I think we knocked it out of the park tonight.
Nice, nice. Skype didn't mess with us tonight.
My phone might. I got 1%.
On that, we're out. We hope to see you on Friday.
Stay positive.